6:43, 1320, WILS. Well, the CEO of Uber now has resigned. But really, it's a bigger problem. You know, they say in Silicon Valley, a lot of these startups, they have what they call a Peter Pan mentality, where they actually indulge in adolescent atmosphere. Is this the key to becoming a $70 billion company, or is this the key, you know, the road to destruction? Rex Connor with us, a human resources guru and author of What If Common Sense Was Common Practice in Business? Rex, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and what do you think of that Peter Pan mentality? Is a lot of these kind of high-tech startups, is that a problem?
Well, it's as much of a problem as a startup allows it. I mean, you want that creativity. You want, you know, what goes along with it. You just need your work processes to draw the line, to be the bad guy, because people in those organizations don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So you need the work process to hold the line.
The work, what do you mean the work process?
Well, the rules you go by, basically. You know, everything's a process, step by step. Here's how you get things done. And when it comes to something like sexual harassment, there's a policy, and then there's a process for how to deal with it, how to hold people accountable, what the consequences are.
And how would a company like Uber, I mean, it's talking about a $70 billion company, you know, how could that even exist, this atmosphere where sexual harassment was allowed?
Well, you know, I've been in a company similarly, and it's not unusual for a company that starts out as an entrepreneurial company, grows fast. It's not unusual to, in fact, there are a lot of studies around companies maturing. Mm-hmm. It's not unusual that the company gets too big and doesn't mature quickly enough to have, I mean, sexual harassment's never okay, but and you wish they would start from the beginning, but as a company grows larger, if you don't get your hands around the policies and processes that check problems like that, it starts to spiral out of control.
And the CEO of Uber has resigned. Does that fix the problem?
No, of course it doesn't, and I don't think anyone thinks that fixes the problem. It just leaves quite a challenge for the people coming in, because this is a cultural issue. Of course, cultural issues have to be addressed from the top. Mm-hmm. And so that's a real challenge for the new people that come in.
Is there, though, a connection between having this kind of Wild West feeling in a company and this just incredible growth from zero to $70 billion in under a decade? You certainly don't see that very often. Is there a connection between having a kind of a freewheeling atmosphere to getting there?
Well, I believe there is a connection. Again, you want to have that creativity that generates that growth. It's creative people that are doing it, people finding ways to get things done and turning their creativity loose. That's all positive.
Okay.
Again, it depends on the guidelines you draw and the processes to keep those guidelines in place. You can do it so you can still allow creativity without having people sexually harass other people.
Yeah. Now, is Facebook an example of how things should have been?
You know, that's a darn good question, and I imagine they are. I haven't looked at Facebook that way.
In terms of how they run, I'm curious, how much of it is the actual CEO in terms of setting that culture? Is it really that one person, or is it something beyond them?
Culture always has to be at least governed, isn't the right word, and neither is enforced, but the leadership is responsible for culture. And when a culture is going bad, I mentioned I've been in that company, and when it looked like it was getting out of control, the leadership had to step in and say, hey, we're going to change the culture. People don't like culture changes, but these are the new rules. All these pictures have to come down. All these types of conversations have to stop. Mm-hmm. It really is a leadership function to address the company's culture, no matter how big or small the company is.
Okay. And in the case that you were involved in, what led to that decision to change the culture?
Well, there are some situations where an employee said it wasn't against the leadership of the company, but it was against her leader, said, you know, I'm gonna call sexual harassment on this, and it really woke the company up. We were, I'd say, a mid-sized company, not publicly traded, as a private company, and there were thousands of employees around the world, certainly not big, but not exactly a mom and pop. Mm-hmm. And when the leadership realized oh, good heavens, that they call sexual harassment on this. We have no recourse. We have no policies. We're guilty of a lot of sexual harassment. We need to change this quickly.
Okay. And it wasn't too late in that case?
It was too late for that situation, but fortunately they moved quickly enough that that did not spread.
And nowadays, is that an easy thing to do, to claim sexual harassment?
It's easy to claim it, and depending on what the company has done as far as policies and sticking to their policies, holding people accountable, if they haven't done a good job with that, it's easy to cause a lot of problems with sexual harassment.
Yeah, I mean, do companies, are they usually just, would they prefer just paying a situation like that off rather than having it go further?
You know, a lot of companies are like that, and they'll do that. But there again, even if you do that, you still have to fix it, because that'll just be the one of many. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the company is, the worse it is. In some states, that's not a factor, because the state doesn't allow sexual harassment for employees under a certain number of people.
Does not allow sexual harassment?
They don't allow sexual harassment charges.
Really? That's interesting. They just, okay, because what, they saw too much of that happening or something?
Well, think of it. In small companies, and you know how many millions of small companies there are, if one person says sexual harassment, that can close the company down. So to avoid giving that one person that much power, they say companies smaller than this, I know Georgia is a state like this, companies that are smaller than this, we aren't going to allow sexual harassment charges. You'll just have to go find another company to work for.
Rex Connor, HR guru and author of What If Common Sense Was Common Practice in Business. Rex, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Okay, glad to be a part of it. Thank you. It's-